First Almanac for a Monday on and in November. It's here to save you and save your Monday. Your Monday is good from here on out. Here at 8:53, today is Monday. We didn't have any notable passings, I do believe, on the weekend, so no almanac salutes. Did you hear of any?
I don't think so.
Today is Monday, November 6th, 310th day of the year. This date, Abe Lincoln elected as the 16th president of the United States. Mm-hmm. He would be elected also to a second term, but would not last much longer into his second term than what, 1865? So it was basically the year of his inauguration.
Right.
That he was gunned down.
Yeah, just Abraham, a couple of months really in.
Martin and John, Abe Lincoln. He was honest.
He had a tough 4-year stretch there.
Do you think he ever told a lie? Because he was honest, Abe.
Yeah.
I'm sure he did.
Somewhere he shaded the truth,
right.
I'm sure.
A little white lie, a little fib there to Mary Todd. 18. Yeah, I brush my teeth. I mean, sure. That had to be. Don't you think?
Did you wash behind
those
massive ears, Abe?
Did you take out the... You know, his ears were big. All the better to hear you with,
though. Yeah, I know. I'm not saying...
He's a great listener.
It was a bad thing. It just
came in handy.
There was some real estate to wash if you're washing behind them ears.
1894.
This is Mousetrap, a game in which building the trap is half the fun. You roll the dice, move your mice, build a trap. But could this thing really catch a mouse? Let's watch.
I'm watching.
We did it many times.
Mousetrap! The little guy flipped into the little tub, and then down came the cage.
Cage, right. I bought one from my grandson's last year. Was it last year or the year before for Christmas? It didn't make it through Christmas night before it was trashed.
Oh, my.
And pieces were lost.
Missing.
Stuff was everywhere. Yeah. It was, in theory, it was a good idea. It just didn't work out.
Today's youth might have a hard time with it. If it's not on an iPad or on a
TV
device.
Screen.
Yes, exactly.
They don't want it.
Nothing against them, but hey, William C. Hooker received a patent not for the game mousetrap, but for the actual mousetrap.
Ah.
He built the better mousetrap.
Sure.
So this is the one with the spring release and the little pad with the cheese or whatever your bait is.
Yeah,
take
peanut
the bait.
Butter.
That's what you call take the bait, and then boop, right down on your neck.
Snap.
Unfortunate for the mouse.
You can snap a finger, too, if you're not careful.
I've never done that. Yeah. 1894, Meet the Press now in 1947, this date. The debut, it was on a local channel in Washington, D.C., and it is still on today. It's the longest-running show on the telly, Meet the Press.
Who was the longtime host?
Ed Newman.
Ed Newman, there we go. Well, that's a guy I was thinking of.
And then there have been other hosts at the same time. That was his day, 1947, 1983 on SNL.
Gonna get in the water. Gonna make me faster. Yeah, I'm going hotter.
So, James Brown's Celebrity Hot Tub made its first ever appearance on Saturday Night Live. Eddie Murphy as James Brown, and it's genius.
It is.
Who didn't somebody just make reference to James Brown? Was that Shane Martin as the hardest working man in showbiz? Somebody said James Brown earlier today.
Yeah.
The James Brown Celebrity Hot Tub. Dr. Joyce Brothers, I think, was his first ever guest in the hot tub.
Why not?
Fully clothed, I think, or at least she had a covering, a full body swimsuit. No bikini for Dr. Joyce Brothers.
No.
This date, 1983. 1990.
It could be a scene out of Gone with the Wind. Instead, it's the back lot at Universal Studios on fire. Fanned by 50-mile-an-hour winds, 5 acres of the world's biggest and busiest movie back lot goes up in flames. Block after block of building facades used in thousands of movies burned to the ground. In all, an estimated 20% of the wooden facades were destroyed.
Those wooden facades go up like matchboxes. They go up. They're like tinder dry. It's all just wood. There's nothing there. And they just, they go up lickety split. So, and Universal and a lot of these movie studios and their lots or back lots or front lots or side lots, They seem to have fires a lot. In fact, Universal's had like 6 or 7 of them during their history.
Wow.
The one in 2008 destroyed a lot, including some of their video vaults and their film vaults where they had some of their tapes and their various other movies and other things that were stored, sadly.
Yes, that is sad.
So that was the state 1990 Universal Studios stages destroyed by fire. Now, I did read also this weekend, something popped up, and things that you may not know about MASH. And apparently, as MASH was getting prepared and they were filming and taping and producing their last few episodes there in 1983, as they were wrapping up production, there was actually a brush fire outside of Hollywood or Malibu or whatever. They were up in the hills, maybe the same place that they also filmed Little House on the Prairie. But where they were filming outdoors for MASH, there was a brush fire, and a lot of the sets and things burned down, and they weren't done filming yet, and then they just wrote that into the script. So if you watch the last episode of MASH, you know, they said that it was hit by mortar, and it was, you know, hit by bombs or whatever. It was actually from a real-life brush fire.
Wow.
That hit the area there that they were using.
Interesting.
So that was... So this date, 1990, Universal Studios burned. How about this date, 95? We got a football team moving.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a signed contract in hand. The Browns are indeed coming to Baltimore.
The city of Baltimore rejoiced Monday as Cleveland Browns owner Art Modell announced his intention to move the storied Browns franchise to Baltimore.
So Art Modell, he's the Norm Green of Cleveland.
Right, not happy.
Basically, although they did, you know, just like we eventually got another, although we couldn't name ours North Star, sadly, they got another team a few years later, called them the Browns. But the Baltimore Ravens are basically born on this date. They didn't have a name yet, but Baltimore, who had lost their Colts to Indianapolis back in 84, whatever it was.
Right.
So this date in 1995.
Robert Irsay, was that his
he
name?
Was the guy, the Mayflower moving trucks pulling out of Baltimore heading to Indy. This time around, Art Modell, similar. Didn't do it as shady as that, though.
Yeah, didn't do it in the middle of the night.
Middle of the night, just by the dark of the night and by the dark of the moon on the 6th of June, they headed out of
Saskatoon.
Baltimore, 1995. Yeah. Saskatoon, they do have a football team. Don't they have a CHL team up there?
I think so.
CFL. 1995, that's when the Browns were moving to Baltimore. 2001, hear this date on television, a big debut. Kiefer Sutherland in 24.
Yeah, unique concept. I like it.
Yeah, it was. Each show was basically an hour in real time.
Right.
And then each season was 24 episodes, so you had a whole day.
Yeah.
Basically in one season. It was an interesting
and it worked.
Concept.
It
and
pretty,
it did work
popular.
Out. It was a good show. Very good. I remember binge watching it.
Yeah.
You had to. And his dad, Kiefer's dad, at the age of 88, Donald Sutherland, still acting.
Isn't that super? That's awesome.
There's a new show coming to Paramount Plus called Lawmen, Bass Reeves.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's your kind of show.
Oh, yeah. You know, I've seen the clips.
Yeah.
Bass Reeves, a famous African-American lawman.
Indeed.
Back in the 1870s or
and,
whatever.
And Donald Sutherland plays the hanging judge. Every show should have a hanging judge.
Right.
The Muppets should have had... character.
That's rather macabre.
2001 here on this date. Now let's move on to birthdays. Now we have a wrestler right out top.
Yeah, Tony Atlas, you came out here and you challenged Tim Patera at his own game. And what happened? You got mopped up, you got hit by a chair, you got hit by a table, and you got hit by size 12 AAA, baby. Well, this time it's going to be a knuckle sandwich.
Knuckle sandwich. I think that was the finishing move of Ken Patera.
Serving him up.
Olympic strongman Ken Patera is 80 today.
Nice.
You know, he was part of the Heenan family.
Yes.
And then he was a sheik there for a while.
Oh, that's
and,
right.
And I guess he's in North Branch now. He's living over North Branch, that area, Chisago, because Wade and Sunrise sent a picture of his little birthday party they had yesterday. Looks like at a Mexican restaurant.
I'll be darned.
Happy 80th birthday to Ken Patera. Of course, he and Masa Saito did jail time.
Right.
And Ken continually says that he was not the one who threw the rock through the window at that McDonald's in Wisconsin.
Yes.
And then the cops came to their hotel room and things got out of hand and they ended up doing a hard time. But there's video out there Ken, to this date, says that he did not throw the rock. But so happy birthday.
So that means Mr. Saito did?
No, it was something. They say it was a disgruntled employee who had been fired recently.
Okay.
Showed up drunker than heck and threw the rock through.
Okay.
All Masa Saito and Olympic strongman Ken Patera wanted were some burgers, but they were closed.
Right.
And there's like a pile of burgers on the counter, I guess, because they were filming a commercial at the same time, according to accounts.
Oh, wow.
But they wouldn't sell them those burgers. But so that's that story there. So he was Olympic Olympian, and he was at one point in time won the strongest man competition.
Very nice.
That they had.
Happy 80th.
So 80th for Ken Patera. We've
like
got Sally Field here today on our list.
Sybil? I hate Sybil. I hate her. Who are you? I can do anything. I can do anything I want to. I can do anything. I can walk on her chair.
If she didn't win an Emmy for Sybil, I don't know what's going on with the Emmys. She did win an Emmy for her work on Brothers and Sisters, ER. Oh, it's right here. It says she won an Emmy for Sybil because that was a TV movie.
Right.
Sally Field, don't forget Smokey and the Bandit. She was Amazing Spider-Man. Was she Aunt whatever her name is?
Yeah, I think so, yes.
In the Amazing Spider-Man
Gump,
universe.
I remember that.
Oh, yeah, Forrest Gump, the whole thing.
Yeah.
She was Forrest Gump's mom.
Yes.
Sally Field.
And way back when, Gidget. And the Flying Nun.
The Flying Nun. You
nice.
Like me. You really like me. That was her quote at the Oscars, Sally Field. Or was that the Emmys? Although she won Oscars, too. So
yeah,
I think that's when she won Oscar for Places in the Heart.
Yeah.
When she said, you like me, you really like me. Sally Field is 77.
Very good.
This is NBC News Digest. Here is Maria Shriver, NBC News.
Good evening. Defense Secretary Frank Carlucci says he will strongly oppose any plan to use troops as law enforcers in the war against drugs.
I don't remember a defense secretary, Secretary of Defense named Carlucci. I remember Casper Weinberger and so many others, Don Cheney.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember a Carlucci. That would have been May of 88. That would have been at the end of President Reagan's
second term.
Yeah, I don't remember Carlucci. He was a short-termer. But there's Maria Shriver. She was married to Arnold for like 30-some years.
Right.
And then a thing came out about him fathering a child with like their nanny.
Oops.
Or their version of Alice, the housekeeper. And then I think that was it at that point.
That blew up.
Maria Shriver, of course, she's part of the family, Kennedy family and the Shriver clan there.
Did nice work.
She is 68.
Don't you talk like that in here!
Why not? Isn't this where I'm supposed to confess my sins to my preacher? In church!
Yes, that is. And the preacher just happened to be her father. What movie is that from, Neil? Quick.
Don't know.
In 3, 2, and that's from Footloose. John Lithgow is the preacher and the father is against dancing, Neil.
Yes, he is.
He's very much against dancing. There's no dancing until Ren. Kevin Bacon brought the Bible and said, hey, they're dancing in the Bible. Why can't we dance in an old feed mill? On the other side of the tracks. It's not even in town.
And they finally did, though.
And they did. So that's Laurie Singer, who was Ariel.
Yep.
And that was, wasn't Ren's girlfriend, but then once she saw him drive the tractor and run her then-boyfriend off the road with that front loader with the attachable corn picker on the back, she said, that guy's mine. And Laurie Singer.
Smitten at
born
that
this
point.
Date in Corpus Christi, born in 57. So that would make her what, Neil? You're 60. She's 66.
Huh? Yeah, she's 66.
Okay. Ethan Hawke is on our list here today. He's been in some westerns.
That's hard to do. This many men miss that many targets twice. I'm looking at a line of dead men.
You gotta hate what you're firing at. Hate it. Come on, get some gravel in your claw!
You gotta get some gravel, and then you scratch that gravel.
Right.
Remember, that's from Magnificent Seven.
Yep, the remake.
Ethan Hawke. Yeah, he's a little too young for the original, right?
Right.
Born this day.
1960.
Yeah, because he was born in 70.
Right.
He's 53 today.
Harlock!
You know, people like you are the reason I was afraid to go to school as a child.
She was the first Mystique in the X-Men movies. We're talking about Rebecca Romijn. At one point, she was Rebecca Romijn Stamos.
That's right.
And then she got tired of Uncle Jesse and said, I'm dropping the Stamos. She's 51 today. And Neil, you're a big Marvel guy. Just wait till this next run of Avengers movies comes out. And I think this Marvel's one is also going to set it up because they're going multiverse crazy.
Oh, boy.
And you're going to see the X-Men.
Oh.
Mixed up with the Avengers and the other things, Spider-Man, the whole thing. It's going to be bonkers. I really do. I really think it's going to be just out of this world. But Rebecca Romijn is 51 today.
Prepare for something amazing.
Hey, Mustache, what's up?
I want my mommy!
One of the impractical jokers. There's four of them. Know your impractical jokers today in the Bob Almanac. Is it Sal? Ooh. Is it Joe? Is it Murr? Or is it Q?
Never watched it. Don't
you
plan
should.
To.
It's what? Yeah. It's hilarious.
I don't know.
It is hilarious. They go on tour. It's become this huge thing.
I know, it is a thing.
Sal Vulcano is 47 here today. So did you guess Sal?
I was going to, actually.
Yeah.
I only watch Gunsmoke.
All right. So Sal Vulcano is 47. I think I got one more living one here today.
So, what are you doing tonight?
Probably nothing. Why?
I don't know. My parents are out of town, so I was thinking about having, like, a party. You know, I don't really know how many people are going to be there, but you could stop by if you wanted to.
Yeah, I love parties.
I would have loved to have had Emma Stone as a home ec partner.
Right. Who did that?
From Superbad.
Oh, yeah.
That was her first movie.
It was.
And then shortly thereafter, some 6-7 years later, she was the top paid actress.
Wow.
Like in 2017. You'll probably remember her from The Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah,
was the love interest of Peter Parker.
Sure.
The non-Mary Jane. What was her name? Emma? No, that's her real name.
That's her real name.
Emily? No, what was it? I can't remember. Anyway, it doesn't matter because Emma Stone is 35 today.
Okay.
35 already for her.
35.
And I'll tell you what, Jonah Hill, Seth from Superbad, really trying to outpunt his coverage. I don't know how he thought he even had a chance. But at the end, of the movie, it almost looks like he does have a chance.
Well, gotta give him some credit, some
chance
props
for
trying.
Us.
That's right. Gives me hope. Financial extra gone, but not forgotten today. Charles, you don't call him Chuck unless you're very good friends. Charlie, he might get away with. Dow, he founded the Dow Jones Company with Edward Jones, and they also published the Wall Street Journal. He was born on this day, 1851. He's the father of marches, John Philip Sousa, the king.
Came up with this one.
Sure did. Stars and Stripes Forever. Some 140 marches he composed. John Philip Sousa, born on this day, 1854. He's one of the guys, and I guess most prominently associated with developing basketball, Dr. James Naismith.
He's a fine teacher.
Born on this day, yes, 1861. He's really in the Minnesota Twins lineage, right? Walter Big Train Johnson, one of the fireball pitchers of the 20s and early 30s. Walter Johnson, he had one of the top strikeout pitchers of all time. He had an Edsel. Well, the Edsel was named after him, and it didn't work very well as far as selling. But Edsel Ford, one of the executives in the long line of Fords, born on this day, 1893. Time for some audio. He was in Lost in Space, Jonathan Harris.
Color him yellow and call him coward.
That's not fair, Dr. Smith.
Yes, the robot has proved his courage time and time again.
Has he indeed? He's a coward, that's exactly what he is. You quivering quintessence of fear.
I loved when he and the robot would go back and forth.
Right.
It was it's like Abbott and Costello.
It really was. They were great together. Dr. Zachary Smith was played by Jonathan Harris, born on this day, 1914. How about Ray Conniff and the Ray Conniff Orchestra and Singers?
A time to be sowing the green.
of summer.
Didn't every parent have a Ray Conniff album?
My first radio job on our AM, we played the Ray Conniff singers.
Nice. That is a treat.
I became well-versed.
Yes. Band leader Ray Conniff, born on this day, 1916. Glenn Frey was a member of the Eagles.
City girls just seem to find out early.
A prominent member.
How to open doors with just a smile.
Had a nice solo career, too.
He sure did. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. Oh, yeah.
She won't.
Guy was super skilled. And got in some arguments with Don Felder, as some of which we can't repeat. Glenn Frey, born on this day, 1948. Lance Kerwin was an actor.
I think they're dead, Father.
Run!
I'm going to kill you!
He faced the master on Salem's Lot, the master vampire, and he would eventually kill him. He and Hutch.
Did it take a wooden
David
stake?
Wooden stake, the whole thing. They found him in his coffin, pounded in there.
Nice.
It was all done. You've seen Salem's Lot, of course, David Soule,
yes.
Lance Kerwin. They were the heroes.
And Lance Kerwin played that role, 1960. She was... My sister's salmon and was tragically killed. Rebecca Schaefer.
By a stalker.
Right.
Deranged fan.
No kidding.
Hi, I'm Patty Russell, and this is my sister, Sam. I just moved in. We haven't lived together since we were kids. I was raised by our aunt and uncle.
Yeah, things sure have changed. I used to dress her.
I can't wear this out in public. This makes up for the haircut you gave me when I was 3.
Another show set in San Francisco. There were a lot of those sitcoms.
For sure.
Too Close for Comfort, Full House.
And some dramas.
Streets of San Francisco, which was kind of a comedy because you'd laugh at Leonard Maltin's nose.
Carl Malden.
Yeah,
that's right. It was sizable. Rebecca Schaefer.
Leonard Maltin, he was the film critic on Entertainment Tonight.
Right. Rebecca Schaefer, 1967. And one more that we lost tragically too young, the football player who served our country, Pat Tillman. Pat Tillman was born on this day, 1976. We salute him and all of them as gone, but not forgotten.
Pat Tillman could have continued to make millions of dollars playing football. What did he do?
He turned down
his contract. He said, no, I'm going to go serve in Afghanistan
after 9/11,
September 11th, and then was killed. And
tragically.
Pretty controversial, too, because I think this... Did they ever officially come out and say it was friendly fire?
I think it was. Yeah, I think they did finally admit.
One sadly. For your staff that they didn't remember.
I wash my hand in muddy water.
Pretty good country artist in the name of Stonewall Jackson.
Sure.
But they didn't come clean.
Recent subject on Fave 5,
right?
Like Daddy told.
And born 1932, gone, and except for Neil Staff, who forgot him, he's not forgotten.
Right.
Here on Bob FM.
Stonewall.
George Strait, check yes or no. Mm-hmm. Brad Paisley, mud on the tires.
Mm-hmm.
Or Oak Ridge Boys, and they're trying to love two women, which there's four guys.
Yeah.
In the Oak Ridge Boys.
Yeah,
so
run
we'll
the
do
numbers.
The math.
It's difficult. Let's try Brad Paisley today.
All right.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDG, Albany, KDDG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud, KDGY, Faribault.